past 7 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And as I mentioned to you earlier in the show, we're going to be chatting about the Kickstart program. The Dolphin Coast Striders are very active, getting people off the couch onto the road, doing 10 kilometers in 10 weeks, or getting ready to run a 10-kilometer marathon. I mean, it's not a marathon, but it sounds a hell of a long way to run. And to tell us all about it, we've got Doris Kleinstuber, Michelle DeBrain, and Elke Engelbrecht, along with Cindy Mkize. It's a lot of folk, only a couple of microphones. I don't know how we're going to do this, but let's just launch into it. Doris, what's happening?
Good morning. Yes, it's the Kickstart program again. I feel like I'm on air almost all the time here. So it's a 10-week program run by Dolphin Coast Riders. We partnered with Live to Move as well as SG Bio that support us with the strength training. Then we have also got our sponsor, who's Bourbon, that makes the, that adds the fat to the program. Not physically, but, And we basically aim to take people from the couch to running a 10K race within 10 weeks' time. And we run and we have strength sessions and we have fun. So that's it in a nutshell.
You run and you have strength sessions
and you have fun.
Yes. Now, the strength sessions are the biokineticist expertise is being roped in for that, which is where Elke comes in. I know Elke. She's like, you will do 10 and I only want to hear click like that when you finish. So, Elke, welcome to you. Nice to see you again.
Thank you very much.
I believe you guys have relocated from the Fit 24 gym to somewhere else now.
No, we're still there. We've just changed our name. So that's why we refer to as SG Bio. So still in the same place. So, which is nice because we can still facilitate the Kickstarters.
Okay.
In the studio there that we've got. Yeah.
Okay, so SG Bio is the new kid on the block.
Yes.
And you're doing a fabulous job, obviously, because the numbers are growing, hey, Doris? Mm. I mean, Kickstarter a while back used to get a handful of people and everyone was moaning and groaning about getting. Now, how many have just recently joined?
No, so we've got about 40 at this point, 40 new runners. And, I mean, we run this program twice a year. So, it's a kind of a little bit easier for people to join and not just to have to wait for that once a year. So we've got a decent group. So over the year, we've got probably 80 to 100 new runners that get added to the club through the program, which is absolutely phenomenal. And what we are encouraging is not just running, just being active, getting out there, getting fit and healthy.
Yeah, it's a good thing. And you have these regular club night events to which I am going to be attending.
Tonight. Excellent.
I'm not going to run 10Ks or even one. I'm just going to come and have a braai.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I like that aspect of your club. I'm not so sure about the running. But hey, so tell us about club night.
So club night tonight, first we run and then we have fun. So the run starts at 5:45. Tonight from the club, which is around the corner from Waterbury. And then we will be having prizes. So you can buy a raffle ticket for the prizes. And we also have got meat on sale. So you can buy some meat and there will be some salads as well for the healthy ones. And it's just a whole lot of fun. And also not to forget, because Shan would skin me for this, the bar will be open. So we can have a drink.
Okay. I mentioned that because it's a great way for people that aren't necessarily runners to get to know the club and the people and what you do.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those events that you encourage people to attend if they want to find out.
Yeah. And also, it's basically you can bring your whole family. So, just make it a thing. Also, tonight, so if you're still interested in Kickstart, I know we are in the second week. You can come along. We will be there with our champs, so the people that help out. And we will be available to just take you around, kind of ease you into the program. Mm. And, it's a whole lot of fun. So if you're interested, be there at 5:45 or just before. Come and find me, Doris. Everyone knows who I am. Just ask. And then we will take you around. So if that's maybe something for you, just shout.
So that's at the Dolphin Striders is a very easy clubhouse to identify. It's kind of round the corner from Waterbury, which is a landmark. It's a little cottage. It used to be a thatched cottage that people wondered about. What is that building that stands there lonely as a cloud? And then people run to and from it all the time. And, okay, that's Dolphin Coast Strider's headquarters, HQ. Cindy Mkhize is sitting quietly in the corner. She doesn't even have a set of headphones or a microphone. We're going to fix that up right now. And Cindy, you're going to have to get close to that mic. Otherwise, we won't hear you. So you are representing a sponsor called Bulwyn Properties.
Yes.
What is Bulwyn Properties' interest in running?
It's actually part of our foundation. We have the CSI department, which actually comes out of three pillars, which is the community outreach, training, and the sports department, which where we want to develop, help people develop in sports. We see there's a great need in the community for sports.
It's a good thing that you're doing.
Yeah. Yes.
And of course, your presence in Ballito is very significant, and so it makes a lot of sense to brand ambassadorize, if you like, the most popular sport on the North Coast, because it seems like everyone runs. Go figure. But it is. It's very good of you to get behind, and long may that last. So that's cool. The only one that's been sitting very quietly here is Michelle De Brain. What is your function here with Kickstart?
So I did Jumpstart in 2020, and since then Doris has like involved me in a number of ways. And about 2 years ago I started my own company called Live to Move. So now I partner with them as well, and I do a bit of work for them in the backgrounds, and just partner with them developing.
What is Live to Move?
Live to Move, we are an online accessory company, so sports accessories.
Oh, like clothes?
Not clothes, more gear. So like sweat towels, peaks, water bottles, that kind of thing. So yeah, not actual clothing.
From Ballito with love, that sort of thing.
That's it. We're based in Ballito.
Only
born
online.
Born and bred. Only online.
So your range is visible if you go online to Fit to Move?
Live to Move.
Live to Move.
Live to Move.
Live to Move. There we go. That's a... Yep. I would have sort of put it the other way around, but that's cool. Live to Move. That's brilliant. So there it is. Kickstart. You called it Jumpstart. Hey, it was, used to be called Jumpstart, didn't it?
Yeah, so I did it when it was Jumpstart in 2020, and then we rebranded about 2 years ago to Kickstart.
Because Elka got involved and she likes to kick everyone.
That's probably it.
Right. There it is. If you'd like to find out more, pop along to the Dolphin Coast Riders Club Night tonight. It's going to be fun. I think I'm well, if it isn't, I'll tell you about it tomorrow. But come meet the team and enjoy the fellowship, as they say, which generally revolves around the bar being open and the braai fires glowing gently and the conversation going on into the early part of the evening. It's never a late night. It's a kind of good thing. 4:45 tonight. 4:45. Okay, sorry, you haven't got a microphone, Doris. But there it is. 4:45 this evening down at the Striders Clubhouse. You can meet the team, my very special guests, Doris Kleinstuber, Michelle De Brain, Elka Engelbrecht, and Cindy Mkhize. If you missed the conversation, but you caught the end of it and are curious, okay, we're talking about the Dolphin Coast Striders Kickstart program, which is currently underway, but you are not too late. I mean, it's only the second week and you can still catch up. Find out all about that tonight, and if you, as I say, missed the conversation, it'll be on our podcast platform very, very shortly. Ladies, thanks so much for joining me, and we'll see you tonight, hey?
Great, thank you.